Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. In today's episode, we're going to focus on the monumental strides being taken in the Artemis program to land humans back on the moon. With Artemis 1 successfully completed and Artemis 2 on track for a late 2024, possibly 2025 launch, the space community is buzzing with anticipation. Now, the key person responsible for this moon landing endeavor is Dr. Lisa Watson-Morgan, the manager of the Human Landing System program at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. Now, our conversation today will look at the hurdles and the opportunities presented by both SpaceX and Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origin, as they develop landers that could soon be making history. Now, Dr. Lisa Watson-Morgan is sort of the linchpin when it comes to the mission of landing humans back on the moon. She's working on some hefty challenges, but as she puts it, right now, today, I don't see anything that's stopping us. Watson-Morgan appreciates the innovation SpaceX has contributed, particularly with its advancements in rocket capabilities. Now, SpaceX's partnership with Blue Origin and Lockheed Martin experience from their Orion program also bodes well for the Artemis missions in the future. But the excitement doesn't come without a dose of realism. As the Senior Director of Human Spaceflight Programs at SpaceX, Benji Reed, put it during a fireside chat, "Launch is signal and everything else is noise. The emphasis is on doing rather than theorizing, on testing rather than speculating. It's this hands-on approach that's shaping the HLS program's future." Now, the next big task for Watson-Morgan and her team is SpaceX's Starship, designed to serve as the upper stage of a two-stage rocket. And tests are underway at Starbase near Boca Chica Beach in South Texas, and every test flight is another step closer to making moon landings a reality. However, Watson-Morgan expresses concern about SpaceX's very tight schedule, emphasizing that test flights are critical to hardware development. Now, regulatory issues also play a role in shaping the HLS program. For instance, SpaceX is pending approval from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service due to concerns about the water deluge system added to the Starship launch pad, and regulatory milestones may seem mundane and boring, but they're very essential for maintaining the integrity of space missions and ensuring environmental stewardship. Now, it's not just about rockets and landers, though. It's about the meticulous work behind the scenes, the people that are in this. From medical kit testing to training system delivery and crew displays, every aspect is being looked into and worked on right now. And Watson-Morgan highlighted that while the world is captivated by spectacular tests and giant rockets being launched, her team is working closely with SpaceX to address all mission-unique milestones. Now, this is the Blue Origin part, the Jeff Bezos part. And while SpaceX has been in the spotlight, Blue Origin is also playing a role in the HLS program, headed by a national team that includes industry giants like Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and others. Blue Origin is developing the Blue Moon Mark II lander, the MK2. This lander promises to be a game changer, capable of transporting up to 30 metric tons in one direction. Now, Watson-Morgan and her team are dividing their attention and resources equally between SpaceX and Blue Origin. It's always good to have a backup, to have two different systems in case something fails, and they're recognizing the unique challenges and technologies each company brings to the table. Now, Blue Origin is working with hydrogen as fuel, unlike SpaceX's methane, but both need to solve similar engineering challenges like propellant transfer. SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft has already been a successful venture for the company. and docking many times with the International Space Station and taking numerous humans into space. Now, the insights gained from Dragon's operations are now being applied to Starship. Both SpaceX and Watson Morgan appreciate the overlap in tech and lessons that can be shared between the two spacecraft. And Watson Morgan draws parallels between the HLS program and the Commercial Crew program, or the CCP. She noted that the HLS program also borrows ideas of having unfettered access to the contractors and providers' base data to streamline decision-making and enhance efficiency. And this approach allows her and her team to resolve issues much faster, a critical factor in keeping the program on schedule. Now, as we look ahead to 2024, though, the propellant transfer demonstration is going to be a huge step forward that could significantly affect the trajectory of future missions. Successfully demonstrating this tech not only gets us closer to the moon, but also opens doors for future solar system exploration. Dr. Lisa Watson Morgan is particularly focused on this test, as it'll lay the foundation for subsequent missions, ensuring that both SpaceX and Blue Origin's technology can effectively operate in lunar conditions. And beyond propellant transfers, Watson, Morgan, and her team are also deeply invested in the human factors of these missions. Training astronauts to adapt to the conditions in a lunar lander is not a simple task, and simulations are being run to prepare them for every conceivable scenario. Now, mock landers are being used to fine-tune not just the astronauts' actions, but also the technology that will be on board that they'll be using to pilot this craft to the moon. What's also interesting is the pace at which these developments are happening.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
With a target of 2024 for Artemis II, there's little room to delay. Both SpaceX and Blue Origin are involved in rigorous testing, from propellant storage to flammability tests within crew cabins, to make sure everything is set for these lunar missions. And these tests are becoming increasingly complex, involving not just individual components, but integrated systems, a crucial step forward for the actual flights. And Watson Morgan holds weekly meetings with Blue Origin and more frequent ones if necessary to ensure that the program stays on track. And these check-ins are more than just status updates. They're collaborative sessions of a team where problems are identified, solutions proposed, and action items are assigned and delivered. And with the countdown to 2024 right around the corner, there's a sense of urgency, but also a collective determination to make history once again. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the podcast today. Don't forget to hit the subscribe or the follow button on your preferred podcast platform. It's free, takes just a moment, and helps us out tremendously. If you want to help us out even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. That's a way that you can contribute every month to keep the lights on over here at the show. We do a show every single day, and we have over 400 shows that are already complete. So remember that each episode's about 10 minutes or less, and they help you get caught up with what's happening in the world of tech and space. Again, the Patreon is patreon.com/stage0, 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 and there's a link in the description for you. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.